of the news. As Hurricane Rita gets closer to shore, local officials are reminding area residents the safest place to stay is in your home. Houston Mayor Bill White says now is not the time to seek public shelters.
The Astrodome is not a shelter for the storm. The George R. Brown is not a shelter. People who drive up, they shouldn't be driving up to these shelters. It's safer to be sheltering in place.
The mayor says it is dangerous for people to be on the roads, and he also says the few shelters that are open need to use space for people with special needs and not the general public. He also reminds people that hospitals are not equipped to shelter anyone except the very ill. Local law enforcement agencies out in full force with just a few hours until Rita's effects are fully felt here in Houston. As Houston Public Radio's Jack Williams reports, officials are telling homes and business owners to stay safe and worry about their personal property later.
With almost all of the businesses here closed, Houston Police Chief Harold Hurt says authorities will do what they can to protect property that's vulnerable in a virtually empty city.
The Houston Police Department and the rest of the law enforcement agencies are on the job. They're watching over your stores, your businesses, and your homes. So take shelter and stay there. Then we will protect your property throughout the rest of the recovery period.
Hurt says residents and business owners should not rush back to Houston until it's safe to return. He says his department is fully staffed to handle matters within the city for the next several days. Jack Williams, Houston Public Radio News.
Even as Hurricane Rita continues to take aim east of Houston near Beaumont, Brazoria County officials are maintaining a mandatory evacuation in areas south and east of Highway 35. Judge John Willey says that it is too early for people to think about returning. No gas stations or grocery stores are available in the mandatory evacuation areas. All hospitals in Brazoria County are closed. Freeport has a curfew from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. Many people evacuating Brazoria County were stranded trying to get out. The shelters filled up and backup plans were scrambled together. Jefferson County Sheriff's Department spokesman Brent Weaver says roads around the Beaumont area are empty. He feels confident people that have made it out of town. Weaver says constables and other Sheriff's Department staff are staying in a two-story building attached to the 1936 courthouse in Beaumont. He says they feel comfortable there. They don't want to get too far north because they don't want to be cut off from the city. Weaver says equipment is ready to move once Rita has passed.
We've strategically staged vehicles, boats, equipment. We also have two helicopters that we've staged on a military ship in the port to respond as needed.
Weaver says inmates have been transferred to a downtown jail. Weaver says more than 100 staff are hunkered down in Beaumont to wait out Rita. A total of 21 U.S. oil refineries, accounting for more than a fourth of the nation's refining capacity, could be in the path of Hurricane Rita. Oil companies began closing refineries on Wednesday, according to Barbara Shook with the Energy Intelligence Group.
Shell has started shutting down at the refinery at Deer Park. ExxonMobil at Baytown's been shut down. ConocoPhillips at Sweeney, all the Texas City facilities. With the size of this storm, the aerial dimensions, as I understand it, it's 500 miles in diameter. That's going to cause problems for a lot of people.
Up to 10 to 15% of U.S. oil imports could be disrupted. CenterPoint Energy has some 1,700 workers in place to restore power. That, according to company spokeswoman Emily Thompson, she says about 250 contract linemen and 600 contract tree trimmers are ready to go, and she says expect to be without electricity.
You know, we basically are saying that for customers to be prepared to be without power for up to 2 weeks. The last time a major hurricane hit our area was, you know, 20-some-odd years ago when Hurricane Alicia hit, and at that time we had about 750,000 customers without power. You know, and that took up to 16 days to restore. Now, all those people were not without power for up to that point, but you know, people need to be prepared and make necessary plans to be without power for that duration.
You are listening to Hurricane Rita storm coverage from KUHF Houston Public Radio, from ABC 13 Television, and from NPR, where we get this news.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In New Orleans, driving winds and rain from Hurricane Rita have sent